Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
This is Dreamers by Broken Crown Productions. Episode 4. Assembly.
There is no way this is a good idea.
Relax, I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah, but you don't know anything about me. Why would you trust me to take you off school grounds?
Because I'm desperately avoiding the only person I eat lunch with, and I don't find you threatening at all.
Oh. All right, well, who's your friend? The one you were talking to?
I literally just told you I'm here so I don't have to think about him. Can we talk about something else? Anything else?
Right, of course. Where do you want to go for lunch?
There's a sushi joint a few blocks down. Bubble tea, too.
Oh, hell yeah. That sounds amazing.
Really? I'm used to fighting with Christopher over sushi or pizza. The little diva is lactose intolerant, but he still insists on getting a slice from Nat's twice a week.
Do you want to talk about him then?
What? No, I'm just sharing a personal anecdote. Ready to move on now. You can commence your study.
Okay, well, how's school?
School's fine. Thanks for skimming the surface.
What's your favorite subject?
Theater. And maybe English, but I do well in all my classes.
Oh, are you going to college?
I applied to a few places, but I really want to go to Capilano.
Do you know anyone else who's applied there?
No, that's kind of the idea. A fresh start.
Why would you need a fresh start?
High school's been the worst years of my life.
Oh, come on, how bad can it be?
It's just, I don't really want to get into it.
Well, you did volunteer to shed some light on the high school experience. And so far, you've vetoed anything that might actually be relevant.
Okay. How about you, then? What's your deal?
I already told you. I'm an actor.
Okay, then. Tell me about the film.
I can't. I signed an NDA.
Fine. Let's both withhold information and get nowhere.
Hey, I would tell you if I could. My boss isn't going to like that I'm talking to you at all. I shouldn't give anything away.
Tell me about yourself, then. Where are you from?
Okay, I guess that's a fair trade. I'm from North Hollywood, but I've been living in Idaho for a couple of years now.
Bit of a downgrade for an actor, don't you think?
It wasn't a very nice part of LA anyway. And I kind of burned my bridges over there. Then I got a regular gig two states over with decent accommodations, so it was actually a huge improvement on my end.
Where are your parents?
Still in California. We're not in touch.
Why not?
They kind of used me as an excuse to give up trying.
Wow. Okay. Deep dive into the tragic backstory.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. I'm sorry.
Well, it's done now. I dropped out of high school in my senior year, and I tried to make it on my own as an actor. Not an easy feat, I'll tell you that. Took any audition I could get, and eventually, I saw the job posting for a studio in Idaho. They were doing open casting in LA to recruit desperate actors just like me. It's not the best gig ever, but it got me through the hardest part, and most importantly, away from my parents.
Don't you think they miss you?
I know they do, but they're not willing to change. Sorry, I know that's pretty heavy.
It's okay. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah. You're honestly the first in ages. I know that sounds crazy, but no one at the Rev, at the studio has ever really asked me, so I mostly just bury it deep down and pretend I'm someone else.
I get that. My dad left my mom and I a few years ago, like just a couple days before I started high school.
That really sucks.
Yeah, and he didn't really have a reason for it either, you know? He just went on a business trip and never came home. I couldn't sleep for 2 years after he left unless I was literally in my mom's bed with her. And that gets pretty embarrassing when you're 15.
What did you do?
I started taking these pills to help me sleep, but I kind of hate it because half the time I have terrible nightmares. I don't mean to overshare, it's just, I'm super competitive and you kind of got me choked up with your story.
Well, the feeling's mutual, fuck. I'm really sorry that happened to you.
Thanks. As much as I'm loving this heart-to-heart on a street corner, I feel like we should go in an order.
Yeah, that's definitely the move. What would you like?
Avocado roll and yam tempura, please, with the mango bubble tea.
No fish?
I'm vegetarian.
Right, yeah, that's cool. That's totally normal.
Yeah, no shit.
As much as I respect the lifestyle, it's been a minute since I've got to have fresh Pacific fish. I'll take a California roll and salmon sashimi, please.
Yuck, you're just gonna raw dog the salmon.
Would you prefer I use rice as protection?
At least then you'd have a vehicle to offset your taste buds.
You can't really appreciate good food if you drown it in carbs.
The only food I truly appreciate are carbs.
No wonder you're such an empowered vegetarian.
Is that all you do?
I'll also have the mango bubble tea, please.
Trying to make it up to me by sharing my favorite beverage?
Oh, sounded so good when you said it.
Well, prepare to have your mind blown.
Your order will be ready in a few minutes.
So, what do you do outside of school? Do you play any sports?
Yeah, actually, I'm a forward on the senior girls' basketball team.
No way! I love basketball! I played on my school team, too.
Really?
Hey, why do you sound so surprised?
I feel like your vibe is more artsy hipster pick last of gym class.
Ouch. That is a very hurtful yet accurate observation.
I'm sorry, I just mean you're
too charming and graceful for contact sports. I get it.
I was gonna say dorky.
Okay, go for the jugular. My self-esteem can take it.
No, take it as a compliment. I find the boys seem insufferable. At least the guys in the drama department are kind, even though it's a much nerdier crowd. That's more your energy. Like, obviously, you're athletic, but you don't seem like the type to build a personality around it.
I'll accept the subtext as a compliment, but I'll have you know there are just as many bad seeds in theater as any sport out there.
Tell me about it. There's this actor guy who hangs around my school making audio notes all day. Never seen anything like it.
Jeez, when all the women in my life disagree with my methods, it's probably time to accept defeat.
What, you have another girl telling you off behind the scenes?
Quite literally, yes. Miranda's been on my case all week. I'm under a lot of pressure because I took a risk in my last show and it didn't pay off, so that's why I'm doing some unconventional research to really nail this role. It's not just my career at stake, but hers too.
Sounds like you guys really care about each other. She's not your girlfriend, is she?
Oh no, she's like my mom. I mean, oh my god, not my mom, but maybe like an older sister? Not that I've ever had one of those. Or a girlfriend. Not really.
Wait, you've never had a girlfriend?
I'm kind of notoriously single.
Really? But you're, I mean, you're so...
What?
Palatable?
Oh, excellent. Thanks for rebuilding my confidence.
No. You're very good looking and you're nice.
Are you flirting with me?
Don't flatter yourself.
There you go. Avocado roll and yam tempura for the lady, California roll and salmon for the gentleman, and bubble tea on the house today for the young, happy couple.
See? She thought you were flirting with me.
She doesn't know anything about us.
Yeah, well, what is dating like in high school anyway?
Were you also notoriously single in high school?
I mean, kind of. Just always had bigger problems than who likes who.
Well, I'm sorry to report, not much has changed.
Come on, I bet loads of people in your grade are dating.
That doesn't make it interesting.
Okay, well, what would be, like, your dream guy?
I try not to think about it too much.
Why not?
Sometimes I think I know what I want, and then I just get overwhelmed and unhappy.
But if you set an intention and maybe verbalize it, it could help you discover what you're looking for.
Well, the other night I dreamt a dream.
Oh, hold up. Say that again.
I dreamt a dream.
And so did I.
Well, what was yours?
That dreamers often lie.
But in bed asleep while they do dream things true?
Then I do see Queen Mab hath been with you.
Fuck, that was hot.
I'm so sorry I interrupted you, but I could not let that slide.
You are such a theater kid, trying to win me over with a little Shakespearean charm.
You know Romeo and Juliet is a tragedy, yeah?
Way to ruin the most well-known plot in the English language.
I'm sorry, you were describing your ideal romantic scenario.
Right. Well, it's nothing. Just an idea of something that love might look like.
Well, as fun as it can be to fantasize, I don't think you can force those feelings in real life. They have to happen naturally. Love doesn't give a damn how you want to feel at all. It'll kind of surprise you, and doesn't always make it easy, but you've got to decide if you're down for the ride.
Well, I'd like to take that ride, but sometimes I feel like I'm in the wrong lineup.
What do you mean?
How's everything over here?
Delicious.
Yeah, superb. What do you mean, Lily?
It doesn't matter. Don't lose sleep over it.
I just hope that you can trust in your ability to be loved. Because when you close yourself off, you're creating space for the doubt to creep in. Fantasies are 10 times harder to generate than nightmares because you have to actually believe that it can happen to you.
Okay, well, thanks for the complimentary therapy session, and please only take that with mild sarcasm. I genuinely appreciate you talking me through it, but maybe we could move on to something just a smidge less intensely traumatic?
Yeah, of course. Is there anyone in your life who falls into that category?
My mom's all right.
Right. What's she like?
She's insanely cool. I mean, she's so annoying, but I also think she's the best mom ever.
What a turnaround.
Well, she can just be so intense, you know? If you tell her you're into something, like the color red, for example, she gets fixated. She'll start buying everything red, like t-shirts and shoes and red apples and nail polish, and then one day you come home like a year later and she's painting the kitchen red. And you kind of just have to go along with it because even if you kick up a fuss, she'll go, "I thought you liked red." Like, it's your fault she's crazy.
That's pretty nuts, but in a kind of a caring way.
Yeah, well, she's the art teacher at a private school on the West Side. She used to have a ton of friends at work and everything, but she's been pretty depressed since my dad left.
Can I ask, what was he like?
Yeah, sometimes, like, before bed. I mean, he was pretty traditional, but he was also into some random hippie shit. So he'd sing to me sometimes, even though he was terrible at it. And he did a lot of, like, meditation and talking to crystals, that sort of thing.
Oh, no. Please don't think I'm crazy, but I can get behind the gemstone obsession. I got this piece of jade when I was a kid from my mom. I kept it on me ever since. You want to see?
Oh, that's so cool. My dad got me an amethyst necklace right before he left us. It's my birthstone, and he said it would be like my superpower, so I never took it off.
What happened to it?
I lost it.
When?
Just the other day. I'm so used to wearing it, I thought I would have noticed if it came off. It just fucking feels like I was distracted and I lost him all over again, you know? Like, I know things weren't always great between him and my mom, but I never expected him to run off without a goodbye.
I know what it's like to watch your parents get into it.
Yeah, well, they fought a lot, but they tried to hide it from me. It's not like they yelled or anything, but they were always making these passive-aggressive comments, and then they would go into another room and just talk in really quiet, angry voices for hours. I don't think I ever actually saw them in love, to be honest. I think they only stayed together for as long as they did because they had me.
That's a lot of pressure.
No kidding.
It's funny. My parents are kind of the opposite. They're obnoxiously in love, and they'd never stop yelling at each other.
What's it like to be on your own now?
Kind of lonely. I wish they were still a part of my life. Or I guess I wish I had better sober parents who could be there instead. I feel like I missed out on a normal childhood. I just had to put everything into my job.
Were you always an actor?
Oh, yeah. I started when I was too young to remember, literally in diapers. I got on camera by doing commercials with the odd feature on the children's TV network. When I was 11, I landed the lead role in Allegro Parachute. It was a pretty successful series. Maybe you've heard of it.
I haven't.
Well, the critics said I really brought Allegro to life.
Have you been in anything more recent?
I got into a theater program on scholarship after that series wrapped. I performed in school plays and stuff, but I didn't really have time to audition for other parts. I figured the Allegro money would get me through college at least, but my folks blew it. All. I left in the middle of my senior year once I found out. This is the biggest break I've had since then.
Well, look at you go, lurking around a Canadian high school for your craft.
They do say Vancouver is the Hollywood of the North.
Whoever's saying that is being generous.
Why are you going into theater production then?
Because working on shows is the only thing that makes me feel like I'm part of something bigger and more important than myself.
What about basketball?
I like it, but I'm not really passionate about it in the same way. When I'm working on a show, I forget about everything else in the room and I become 100% committed to making this dream world a reality.
Right.
All done here?
Yeah, thanks.
Same bill?
Sure, I'll get it. To say thank you for spending your lunch hour with me.
Well, hey, thank you. I hope I was able to shed light on the high school experience for you.
Definitely. You've given me plenty of fuel for my performance. You're not at all what I expected, Lily.
Yeah, I know you kind of saw me break down in the field earlier. Sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been there at all.
It's okay. It kind of shook me out of my anxiety. It's just, Christopher kind of cornered me with some stuff I wasn't ready to talk about just before that. That's why I'm avoiding him.
Are you guys gonna be okay?
Yeah, of course. We'll get through it. Sometimes I just go to the worst case scenario and I practically lose my mind.
Do you want to talk about it?
Not really. I think I'll just lay low until things go back to normal.
Do you really think that's a good strategy?
No, I've been pretty shit to him lately.
If that's the case, then maybe the best thing to do is apologize. You might actually get some resolution that way.
Okay, but counter argument. What if he hates me?
I doubt he hates you. He's probably just confused. You should be honest with him about whatever's going on, and I'm sure he'll understand.
I just feel like my insides are so tangled up, and I don't even know what I could say to make things better. I'm afraid I might freak out and start a big fight.
So what? Friends fight. The real ones will see you through to the other side. And if he gives up on you over some little tiff, whatever it was, then he's not worth keeping around anyway. But it doesn't hurt to extend the olive branch.
I hear what you're saying. I'll text him to apologize.
Aren't you gonna see him inside?
No, he is a Model UN meeting in Abbotsford, so he got the afternoon off school.
Damn, you really know his schedule.
I'm gonna say, good luck at your meet today. Sorry I've been so shit. Drive me to school tomorrow?
Don't you think it might be a lot to ask for a favor in the same text?
Nope, he likes to be useful. Plus, it'll give us time to talk in private.
I guess you know him best.
So,
I had a really good time with you.
Thanks. Will I see you again?
Oh, I don't know if we should.
Come on. You barely scratched the surface of the Lily Bliss experience. Don't you need some more insight for your show?
I mean, I guess if you don't mind, this did really help with my research.
Okay. Maybe you could meet me after school tomorrow? I assume you'll still be around, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Good luck with your friend and the rest of your school day.
Bye, Jonah.
Goodbye, Lily.
Help me!
No running in the gallery.
Please, I just need to hide for a minute. Let me crawl under the desk.
Take your shoes off. You're tracking mud everywhere.
Oh!
If you stay in here, you'll never leave.
Just for a minute. I have to hide or else he'll find me.
He'll find you anyway. You will be presented to the beast.
No! No!
He will judge your strength.
Let me go!
And if you fail, your body will stay here on display for the visitors.
Visitors? No! Get out! You all have to get out of here!
He's almost here for you.
No! Someone help me! Everyone has to get out of here!
Coward!
Where are you going?
To show you what you're really worth. I found a sacrifice. I found a sacrifice. I found a sacrifice. I have found a sacrifice. I found a sacrifice.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Better, I think. I had a lot to process yesterday. I still feel a little sensitive.
Yeah, same.
How was your meet?
Pretty terrible. I couldn't stop thinking about what happened. Who was that guy you went off with?
It's not important. I'm sorry I left you.
I just don't understand what happened between us.
I think I was just so happy to have you as my friend, and when we started dating, it still felt like that, only we got to hold hands and make out sometimes. When we had, you know, sex. I finally realized that we were actually together, boyfriend-girlfriend style.
But we've been boyfriend-girlfriend for 6 months already.
I know, it just didn't really feel that way for me.
But it was only our first time.
No, I mean, it didn't feel that way in my heart.
Oh. Well, what do you want to do now, then?
I want you in my life, Christopher.
Okay, but do you want to be together or not? Because I don't want us to be over, but you're not giving me a lot of confidence that this is going to work.
What if we were together, but it was more like before?
I really think we can still do this, Lily. But our relationship has to grow. It can't just stay one way forever.
Not forever. Maybe just until I figure things out.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to lose you either, but you can't shut me out like that.
Okay, deal.
So we're still boyfriend-girlfriend then?
Yeah, I guess so.
You could try and sound a little more psyched about it.
Hell yeah, we are. Boyfriend, girlfriend, partners in crime, doing their time.
Bonnie and Clyde, wind in our stride.
End up in jail, but you know we'll make bail.
I'm way too frail to end up in the pail.
Oh, you know it's true. Way to bring it home, Chris.
It's nice to see you smile, Lily. It's just been a while since we've had fun together.
Well, we're back on the same page now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Thanks for finally talking to me. I know that wasn't easy, but I feel a lot better about everything now.
Good.
Hey, do you want to do something after school today? We could go bowling, like old times.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, you love bowling.
I just kind of have plans after school today.
No, you don't. I know your schedule.
I have family stuff with my mom. Sorry, I didn't tell you sooner.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we can eat lunch together?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
You promise not to go running off with any tall, dark, and handsome stranger?
Jealousy is such a sour look on you, Christopher.
Are you saying I have something to be jealous about? Because that's all the ammunition I need to go all student council vice president on some guy.
What are you gonna do? Administrate his ass into submission?
If I have to.
I hate to break it to you, but no one cares about student council outside this hellhole.
Hey, Lily!
What's he doing here?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I'll explain later.
You better.
Lily!
I know we said we'd meet later, but I was just around, you know, working on that diploma, and I found your necklace with the amethyst. At least, I think it's yours. It was in the field where, you know, from the other day.
I can't believe you found it!
You said you were so worried, I wanted to get it right back to you.
Thank you, Jonah. Oh my god, that's so sweet.
Pardon the interruption, but what the high hell is going on?
My bad, man. I'm Jonah. You must be Lily's friend, Chris.
Christopher, and I'm her boyfriend.
Really? I mean, good for you.
Yeah. If you'll excuse us, we were just having a pretty important conversation.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Of course. Yeah.
It's okay. We were basically finished anyway.
I feel like maybe we still need to chat a little more.
Say no more. I'll leave you guys. Good luck and all.
What was that about?
What was that about? What was that about?
Chill out. I barely know him.
So you just ran off yesterday to have lunch with a stranger?
Yeah, kind of. I told you I didn't want to have that conversation yesterday, and you weren't really giving me a choice. So yes, babe, I had lunch with a stranger, and he turned out to be a pretty nice guy.
Is that why you were making moon eyes at him?
I was not.
Well, I felt totally invisible the moment he came up here.
But you're my boyfriend, and I just met this guy. You are being ridiculous, and that's not really cool since I put myself out there for you this morning.
Yeah, I guess I just felt out of the loop. Sorry for freaking out.
Don't be. I like it when you get fiery. I don't see it enough.
Well, you sure know how to push my buttons.
I'll see you at lunch, Mr. Vice President.
Catch you later, Gladiator.
was written and directed by Jillian Reynolds. Produced by Jillian Reynolds, Maya Radhakrishna, and Juan Lee Gibson. Sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Aiden Cottrow as Jonah, Bronwyn Reese as Lily, and Ian Backstrom as Christopher. This episode also featured Juan Lee Gibson and Lucas Amato. For more information about the production, follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello! Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we are celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grub.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring son.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.